Welcome to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are back at Parsha's Vayishlach. We're up to Shlishi. Vayikra Yaakov Shem Makom Peniel Ki Ra'isi Elokim Panim El Panim V'Tinatzel Nafshi. And Yaakov called this place Peniel, meaning the face of God, because Ra'isi Elokim, I saw mighty power, I saw Shem Elokim face to face, v'tiyanatzel nafshi, and I was saved. Vayizrach lo Hashemesh kasher avar es Penuel hu solea al yirecho. And the sun shone on him when he left Penuel, and he was limping on his leg. Rashi says that the expression that the sun shone on him, he says, is the way that people speak, that when we got to this place, The sun was shining
for us.
That's simple reading. Another way of reading it is that the sun was shining on him, because it says Vayizrach lo, right? The sun was shining for him. So the sun was shining for him in simple meaning could mean that that's the way people talk. The sun was shining for me, or the sun was shining on me when I got to this place. Or the sun was shining on him or for him in order to heal him. The pasuk says that Hashemesh tzedaka mar pepe kanfea, it's a sun of justice that heals in its wings. The pasuk in Malachi. Also the yizrach lo, that the sun shined or rose for him, is to say that in the same way that previously, as he was leaving Be'er Sheva, the sun was setting a little early, so those extra hours came back around and made the sun rise earlier after his encounter with the Malach, possibly if we link it up with the previous Pshat, in order that he should be healed sooner. Rashi comments this to the word Vihutzolea, and he was limping, is to say that attaching the two clauses of the sentence, the sun shone on him and he was limping. Al kein lo yochlu bnei Yisrael es hagir hanasha asher al kaf hayarech ad hayom hazeh ki naga bechaf yerech Yaakov begir hanasha. And so the bnei Yisrael don't eat the gir hanasha in the kaf of the thigh, in the cane, the spoon, like the spoon of the thigh, the indentation of the thigh, till this very day, because the Malach touched Yaakov in that area of the thigh, in the Gid HaNasha, in the sciatic nerve. Rashi calls it the Gid HaNasha because Nasha can mean moved from its place, can mean jumped, or could even mean forgotten, to say like it's forgotten its place. So that the Gid, that nerve has been removed from its place, and as a result, that's where the injury that was occurring in Yaakov, or Yaakov Avinu. V'yisi Yaakov einav v'yar v'hine Esav ba v'imo arba meyos ish v'yachas et hayiladim al Lea v'al Rachel v'al shtei shvachos. And Yaakov lifted up his eyes, and he saw that there was Esav coming with 400 men, and he split up the children with Leah, with Rachel, and with the two servants. This is how he split them up. V'yasem es ha-shvachos v'es yaldehem rishona v'es Leah v'yaldeha achronim v'es Rachel v'es Yosef achronim. This is the order. First he placed the shvachos and their children, then Leah and her children, and then finally, Rachel and Yosef. Rashi comments that this is Achron, Achron. We see the word Achron used twice. Chaviv is the most beloved. V'hu avar lifnehem, v'ishtachu artza sheva pe'amim ad gishto ad achiv. And he passed before them, and he bowed seven times until he reached his brother. Yaakov came before them, saying, if he is going to come and fight, let him fight with me first. V'yaratz Esav likraso v'chapkeyu v'ipol ar tzavarav v'yeshakehu v'yivku. And Esav ran to greet him, and he hugged him, and he fell on his neck, and he kissed him, and he cried. Rashi is feeling two different feelings over here. The first, when it says that he hugged him, Rashi says that this is because that his Rachmanis, his mercy, was aroused when he saw everybody bowing in front of him. The dots on top of the word Vayishakeo, that he kissed him, can be suspicious. They can be suspicious because on one hand you could say that maybe he actually did kiss him. At the same time, the dots are saying, well, maybe not everything is right. And the Bryce in the Sefer says that he didn't kiss him with all his heart. And Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says that it's a well-known fact, an unmutable fact, that Esav hated Yaakov. And Esav hates Yaakov, and that's all. Right now, he had a delay because his mercy was aroused because he saw his brother at that very time, and he kissed him with all of his heart. So we have on one hand the kiss was half-hearted, or the kiss was wholehearted. What does Esav really, was everything okay? Or did he really still hate him? Rashi brings several opinions to answer this pasuk, and you can read the pasuk several different ways to try to understand both of these different sides. V'yisayis einav, v'yaris hanashem, v'sayoladim, v'yomer mi'elelach. And he raised up his eyes and he saw the women and the children. And he says, who are these to you? V'yomer hayoladim asher chanan elokim esavdecha. These are the children that Elohim has favored your servant. Rashi explains, mi'elelach, who are these to you? Are these servants? Are these children? The Gurariya is saying, who is this? Who are these people? Are they your servants? Are they your children? Who are they in reality to you? Thank you so much for listening. Tune in tomorrow for the fourth Aliyah.